Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Up on PrisonPlanet.com right now, we have a news story that Paul Watson put out last night with a video that InfoWars.com reporter Luke Radowski and others, Tom Foti and others, shot confronting David Rockefeller. A very nice little piece they put together. We've got the raw footage now. Came in via FedEx this morning. We're going to try to get it loaded up so we can... I mean, the music they've got over it, it's great with video online, but for radio, it's better to not have the music over it. So we're going to try to get a rough cut of that up on the web by this afternoon. But even before then, later in the third hour, play the confrontation between Tom Foti and Sabrina and, of course, Luke and everybody else out there. This is just fabulous stuff. And there's also other video that hasn't even been seen yet. That should be going up today and tomorrow with the confrontation inside the Council on Foreign Relations with, of course, presidential candidate John Edwards, a confrontation with Al Gore concerning 9/11 and the New World Order, and just so much more. Just great job there. So we'll continue to cover that as it develops. It is May 30th, 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We don't have any guests today. In fact, we had guests earlier in the week. I just had them canceled today. We don't have any guests tomorrow either, except for Ron Paul. Will be with us tomorrow, scheduled. So that should be quite informative. We talk about strategies to get him into the Republican nomination and, of course, hopefully the presidency as we fight there at the highest levels of the federal government. While our ongoing fight goes on in the media, the alternative media, and here at the grassroots level. We're going to have open phones today, but hold your calls. I'm not giving the phone number out quite yet because I have been up since early this morning collating and documenting and researching all the news that's in front of me. And let me tell you, it is mind-boggling. I then came into the office today and went through some of the stacks of news from the last couple of weeks that I never got to or that I didn't cover properly, and I'm going to attempt to cover it all today. But with all of the news I have in front of me, I went up to PrisonPlanet.com this morning and I was watching a video titled Welcome to the Police State, and it was really a collation of a rehashing of three of my police state films with some young men going over how we're going into martial law and integrating it with some of the new executive orders and some of the new CENTCOM and NORTHCOM announcements. But then I saw a piece of video I'd never seen before about 10 minutes into the footage, and that was in Jekyll Island, Georgia, with the G8 summit they had in 2004. Now, we had listeners calling and said they were having police state drills and there were troops on the streets searching people. And I'd seen that in many other places, so I knew that it was accurate. And I saw a few blurbs in the press, but I actually saw video of it today. And it was horrible what I saw. It was troops and police bullying a woman, playing games with her, messing with her. Was all a classic psyop, and it didn't make me angry. It's not a new feeling, but it's becoming the dominant feeling when I see this. I actually felt sorry for these police and military people. They were so pathetic. They were so un-American. They were so cowardly and bad and gang-like and evil. And I just saw them for what they were, the ultimate expression of our wickedness. They were scum. True trash and true enemies of everything good. I saw cancer. Yes, I saw cancer. And it's growing. We'll be right back.
It's here.
after a year in production. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas. May 30th, 2007, gold, 653 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $674.22, $332.70 for half, and $166.35 for quarter. That's $674.22, $332.70, and $166.35. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I have a new video clip. That is, it's new for me, of Jekyll Island, Georgia, but there on the town, on the main coastline, across from the island. I have some new footage that I came across this morning. And I want to integrate that with NRA, the untold story of gun confiscation after Katrina. This is a short little piece, 7-minute piece that goes over the actual video of the gun confiscation, the audio of that video. And then that dovetails and integrates with footage from Road to Tyranny, where we have the terror training manual that says gun owners, Christians, those that talk about the Constitution are terrorists, because the AP reported yesterday that Alabama put this on their website. It was the standard federal manual. It said can land rights activists, gun rights activists, anti-immigrant activists, environmental activists, gay activists, just basically any activist, you're a terrorist. And it actually says you're a terrorist. Now, the law enforcement magazines say those with anti-UN stickers need to be arrested. It actually says go ahead and arrest them. And it tells police chiefs to go ahead and try to find some charges once you're arrested. That's been in major what law enforcement technology magazine 3 years ago had that in there. But I've seen it all over. I mean, this stuff sounds wild. It is wild. I mean, it's just treason everywhere, right out in the open. Just no more free speech. Arrest everyone. They're training the cops to do this right now. I want to integrate it with those stories that I was just mentioning. Coming up later in this hour, we will do that, play those clips and break it all down for you. The footage from Georgia is 2004, and it's Humvees, and you see an armored vehicle drive by, and it's upset townspeople saying, why are the troops out here? Why are they pointing guns at us? Why are they coming into the buildings? Why are they knocking on doors? Why are they coming in to the churches? It's a Sunday, the day before the G8 kicked off. And I remember getting calls about this and saw a few blurbs in newspapers. But here's the footage. And the Army went into churches and was listening to what the preachers had to say. The Army went door to door and knocked on doors and asked people if they, quote, had a problem. Aggressively. And I've been to drills where they do this. It's all to gauge the public's response and acclimate the public so when they really hit us, when they're really going door to door, greasing people and that are on the red list and those that are on the other list, getting loading them in trucks. Now this is all public. You know, we talk about this for so many years and people didn't want to believe it, and now it's actually happening. And, I mean, they are gang member troops all the way, just like the types you see shooting people and laughing about it in Iraq and sitting off the side of the highway, just shooting family vehicles, driving down the road and laughing and going, look at that bitch fall out of their dad. I mean, they just go out and cap people 24/7, folks. It is one big enjoyment. I'm not saying all the troops do it, but it's certainly sanctioned. Blackwater just got in trouble because, well, I mean, it's in the news all the time where different mercenaries or different troops will just say, I just had a bad email from my wife. I'm going to go out and kill somebody. And they just walk out on the street, rape somebody if they want, gun them down if they want. It's pretty evil. But what do you expect from the country that whose heroes are Jack Bauer torturing people every episode and where we've had 50 million abortions? I mean, really, what do you expect? And see, all the yuppies and all the good old boys and all of you, you think you're going to get away with all this. You think you're going to back up a government and back up a culture that does all this and that you're going to be immune from it. Let me give you a little secret. None of us are immune. I'm not immune, and I'm fighting it. We're all going to be judged, ladies and gentlemen, for being part of this. And all the plastic flags made by Chinese slaves aren't going to cover up our sins, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, the PSAs on TV and the Star Spangled Banner and the plastic Chinese flags hanging up inside the Walmarts aren't going to cleanse us of our sins, I assure you. And no amount of sticking your chest out and festooning your vehicle with support the troops, keep them in the meat grinder stickers are going to save us either. Only repenting and then changing and getting away from our evil ways give us some snowball's chance in hell of averting what we now face. I couldn't sleep last night. I tried to go to bed a little bit earlier. I went to bed about 10 o'clock, and I woke up about midnight, and I had really been in deep thought. I really wasn't sleeping, and I just felt like the New World Order was really looking at me. And I walked downstairs and I sat down in front of the computer and the phone started ringing and it said Bohemian Club A. And I answer the phone and somebody's breathing and then they hang up. I say yes and they hang up. And then I went and did a Google search on the phone number and found out it was Monterio, the tiny town where it's located. I called the number a bunch. Somebody would answer and hang up. So I called information and got Bohemian Grove Security's number. And the head of security answers, goes, hello, Mr. Jones. I said, hi, this is Alex Jones. He goes, hey, how you doing, Mr. Jones? And I said, oh, so you know who I am? He goes, of course I know who you are. And I said, well, is this your phone number? And he said, wait a minute. And he said, let me have the head of the Grove call you tomorrow. And I haven't been so busy. The call hadn't come in at least as of about an hour ago. I haven't checked my cell phone. That's the number I gave him. Well, I mean, it actually was encouraging, though, to have them calling me, because that does not intimidate me. It does not intimidate me one bit. But I have to tell you, I actually miss just hating these people, and I miss the more animalistic level of my psyche where I just detest them and hate them. I don't even hate these people anymore. I'm just sad. I'm just sad now. I mean, this video from Georgia that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. This video, it's this woman, and she's saying, why are there troops here? Why is this? Why are you going door to door? Why are you knocking on our houses? Why are you trying to start something? Why are you aiming guns at us? And the troops are doing the real fake thing where it's police training, where they put their hands in your face and they say, I don't have a problem. Hey, settle down. And then every time you try to talk, they go, hey, settle down. And there's these swaggering cops, and then with his fake voice, but getting in her space, and every time she tries to talk and give her complaint, they go, hold on, hold on. I mean, just to watch our military and our police being integrated and trained how to not listen to us and trained how to try to get us upset so you can do something. I mean, you're just a pack of crooks is all you are. You're pathetic gang members, and I want you to consciously get that through your head. That's criminal training you've been given. They only want this martial law training, you buffoons, so they can completely pull the rug out from under the economy, and they're going to pay you a paltry sum, but you're going to lose economically as well, you complete fools. And then she says they were pointing guns at me. And he laughs at her and says, we're not pointing guns. Frankly, that's ridiculous. We don't have guns. And she points and goes, there's machine guns on top of those vehicles. And there's a veteran there. And he says, that's a such and such. And then the police point at him and put their hands at him and give threatening gestures like, you be quiet. And then the military guy giggles and he says, well, that's just what the government issues us. So first they're there denying. There's no guns. There's no assault, just like Waco. Just like there's no amnesty bill. See, I mean, this is all just, it's a big joke to you guys. Just like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff got up and said, we're getting close to 3,000 dead, when it's really over 14,000 dead now, but they don't count you if you die outside the country. Or in that aircraft leaving the country, and it's really 3,500, but he says almost 3,000. I mean, they do that to lie to you on purpose. They enjoy it. It's that's how you get up the chain of command, is being a scumbag. And then she says, but you do have guns, and you're coming in our church, and you're coming to our doors, and why are you doing this? Well, lady, they're doing this to acclimate the police and the military. Number one, it's about training them. Number two, it's about conditioning us in every city in the country. And on every big televised event, from the Super Bowl to the Kentucky Derby to Miss America, that you got to have troops out searching people. This is about oppression. And every chance they get, they're going to do this. So I said, you know what? I remember they had guns. I remember it was on the news. I'm going to type in. And I found the date, and I typed in the date, and then when they met, it was in June of 2004. And I hit enter into Google Images, and guess what came up first? An Army soldier with an M16 patrolling the street. So here's this woman. She's going, what? What? You're pointing guns at us. They're going, there's no guns, lady. And somebody goes, that's a... And he lists the military name of the gun. And they go, that's just what they issue. There's no guns. And she goes, they got machine guns. And, of course, technically in the military, that assault rifle is not what you'd call a machine gun. In the Army, a machine gun is designated as a larger, two-man type weapon or mounted weapon. So he uses all semantics. There's no machine guns. And then after the cops have done that, you see one of them give an order, and there's an officer behind them. They give an order. The cops give an order. Boom. They move on to the next group of citizens to condition them. It's like, all right, we're done with that. Sweet. Next move. As they acclimate. I mean, watching the military acclimate us for a takeover and watching you sit there and play games and push a woman around really makes me sick. I'm not angry at you. I'm sick.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 30th, 2007, gold, 653-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $674.22, $332.70 for half, and $166.35 for quarter. That's $674.22, $332.70, and $166.35. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. a dam building across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound.
The bigger picture here,
but I'm still,
is that if you look at what's happening,
I'll always be,
not just with the pieces now, but openly stated, the government is prepared and geared up for martial law and spending hundreds of billions of dollars on it just in the last 10, 15 years alone. This is not being done for no reason, and we have to talk about what we're going to do if the globalists set off a nuclear weapon, release a biological weapon. Lord knows what they're planning, but we do know what they're planning. They keep preconditioning us of what's going to happen and how we're supposed to behave once it develops. This is a long-term plan. And imagine, you're just some town 10 miles away from Jekyll Island, and suddenly there are troops coming to your door, knocking on the door, and saying, you got a problem with things? And bugging their eyes out at you, and coming into your church services, and sitting down to listen to what you have to say and what you're doing, and the cops are strutting around, acting real aggressive and predatory. And I've seen this in other places. Swansboro, North Carolina, Hebron, Maryland. We got the footage in my police state films where families are just driving along and troops come up and say, get out of the car, we're searching. And they say, what's going on? They go, it's part of a drill, but then the police are there to back them up, and the drill goes live. That was in the BBC, what, 3 years ago? Just out of the blue, they had former Eastern Bloc troops, Ukrainian troops. The headline dealt with the town people being upset because Ukrainian troops set up checkpoints and started searching everybody and doing drills and taking over the town center. And I've been to these drills, and the troops will walk right up with a machine gun, and they'll be backed up by cops. They'll say, turn your camera off. You got a problem with me? And you're like, I'm just here covering this, and they practice taking over the city hall, the public schools. Then they have ROTC drills over and over again and put in mass shooting loudspeakers in Blacksburg, and then look what happens. We're in a lot of trouble. And just to see them going, there's no guns, and there's guys right there with guns. And then there's no guns. We don't have guns here. Well, there's a gun right there. Oh, well, that's just what the government issues us. That's not a machine gun. And then you type in G8 Georgia. You get an even better search if you put in the date and the 2004 G8 meeting. And you hit Google Images, and there's troops patrolling the streets with machine guns, with assault rifles, with M16s, with Colt M16s. And the woman starts getting freaked out. She goes, what do you mean there's no guns? You're just in our church. You're knocking on our doors. What's going on? And the cops are smiling. The troops are enjoying it because, oh, their bosses taught them how to lie to people, and it's fun to play games. Now, listen, 10 years ago they'd do this stuff. They'd do this stuff 8, 9 years ago in Kingsville, Texas. And the emergency manager of the town, Thomas Sanchez, was a Vietnam vet, and he is a patriot. And they brought him in PDD-25, and they said, here's declassified PDD-25. We're doing a martial law takeover drill. We want you to take part. And then they hit the town, and he goes public saying it's wrong, and they covertly lease the police station the week they move out. Then they blow the thing up, terrorize the public. I mean, I got a stack of news on this. When we get back, I'm going to cover it. Then all the other world news. There's so much today. You don't want to miss a second of this broadcast. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Let me just shotgun out some of the news that's coming up, your calls, and some of the other stories that we're going to be covering. Then I'm going to get back into the main story today, and it should be the main story every day. The incremental deployment and activation of classical martial law with a high-tech overlay. Here's the news I have in front of me. U.S. isolates traveler infected with super tuberculosis. Now, we'll be breaking that down and what that really means. Very important article by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com. Mossad agent Perlman releases phony Al-Qaeda tape. Yeah, this guy's grandfather is literally the head of one of the heads of the ADL. He was part of the whole Defense League deal and literally had gotten in trouble for beating up Muslims outside mosque. I mean, he was the equivalent of like a white skinhead, but a Jewish one. I mean, he would run around literally beating people up. He was that rabid. And then he magically becomes the Al-Qaeda spokesman. And it's issued out of known Defense Department organs, these videos. But again, you got a general public that doesn't even know the difference between Shia and Sunni, so they'll call Shiite Al-Qaeda all day. I mean, c'est la vie. Also, Digg did something really suspicious. U.S. government uses Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. Bush authorizes group formerly headed by alleged 9/11 mastermind to bankroll an arm by CIA for covert regime change. This made it onto their popular page, and Digg just erased the story. I clicked on it today to reprint it, and it has been erased off of Digg's website. And again, Digg is hundreds of times bigger than the Drudge Report. You're able to vote it onto the main page, for listeners that don't know. And they just, this story must have upset them, something fierce. They just erased it. By the way, we put this up Monday. Paul wrote this. It was at Memorial Day. And it should have gotten more attention across the web. And it dovetails with this Mossad agent Perlman releases phony Al-Qaeda tape. And in the bottom of this story, Paul needs to add a link to it. Steve Watson, about a year ago, wrote an article. Hidden in Plain View was a massive story. They released supposedly Muhammad Atta in Afghanistan admitting to the attacks. But then it came out that it had been released by a U.S. government-controlled neocon intelligence, quote, intelligence site. And it turned out it was actually a made-for-TV computer morphing to show how the CIA was morphing with computers supposed Al-Qaeda members' faces on the videos, showing them that they had confessed as part of their torture at Guantanamo. This came out, and so a national British television produced fake videos and said this is what fake videos look like, and the government was so lazy they used that fake video and put it on national TV and said, look, it's Muhammad Atta confessing, and it's admitted that it's a fake video and produced for TV, but then the government recycled it and used it again because the average person listening doesn't even have the critical thinking skills to follow what I just said. They literally, for my listeners, many of which are more smarter than I am, more well-read than I am, more intelligent, the sad facts, you've had to learn this, but we have to consciously learn this. The public is so brain dead, so brainwashed, so brain damaged by television, major studies out showing it does brain damage people with long-term massive viewing, actually brain damage issue. Because it lowers your brain waves. You do watch it 5-6 hours a day, and it destroys neural pathways. By the way, they've known this since the 40s. Now they've added certain flicker rates and certain flash rates to increase the brain damage, the acceleration of the cognitive deterioration. But so you got a public who doesn't even know who Muhammad Atta is. What was it, 62%? That big Gallup poll last year, of the people above 40 didn't know what year 9/11 had happened. But they're all for attacking Al-Qaeda, let me tell you. And they could arrest me today and tell them that I was Al-Qaeda on the news. And they could probably tear me limb from limb with huge meat hooks on television. And half the public would get up and cheer thinking that I was Bin Laden or something. I mean, you know, they're gone, folks. They're gone. And we've got to realize that we're not going to ever be able to convince them. They're gone. They're gone. But there are people who can still think who we're able to reach out to. And I would think that this just wild level of lying, you know, I said I would just cover some of the headlines, but I'm already getting into the story because it's so big. And my big passion is to be able to take the analysis we put together and these articles we put out, and to make them really big. Because that's what thrills me, is to expose these New World Order creeps. Let me explain something to everybody. I always try to give you proof and facts and evidence. And then sometimes I think maybe I'm going the wrong way about this. Maybe I should just be like the neocons and just state things. Though I'm telling the truth, they just state things and lie. Maybe it's just more efficient to just say the way things are instead of trying to prove it all day long. whereas they just state lies and then claim it's the truth. They really are setting up martial law. We really are deeply into martial law and a military dictatorship right now. They are moving ahead to attack Iran. They are moving ahead to completely debase the dollar's value. They are moving ahead to completely switch the economy over from any vestiges of free market into a complete command and control system. And I'm not afraid. I'm more disgusted and in just wonderment and amazement at it. I marvel at it. I just can't believe it. And how much work they put into doing this and brainwashing the military and brainwashing the police and dumbing down the public. And 10 years ago, with this training, the troops, we're talking 80-plus percent of them, were against gun confiscation and mass roundups and the rest of it. And then you fast forward to 2 years ago, and you've got a year and a half ago, and you've got them doing it in mass following orders in New Orleans. And you've got them all over the country starting to smile and enjoy it. Now, a lot of that is because a lot of them are gang members and convicted felons of their American citizens. Literally, who didn't get enough nutrition growing up and were eating lead paint. And the rest are illegal aliens from Mexico and Latin America and the Philippines and Eastern Europe. I mean, can you believe they're openly talking about hiring Mexican police to police American streets? That was Associated Press 2 weeks ago. Can you believe that over 20% of our ground force in the Army in Iraq is illegal alien? Legalized? We're in deep trouble, folks. I mean, I don't... It's just, I mean, it gets to a point where I don't even know what to say anymore. And then I literally got sick at my stomach this morning. I got so sad for this country. You know, hatred was kind of a warming thing for me. It was, if I just would, you know, basically breathe in deeply and grind my teeth and fantasize about doing violent things, you know, to these troops, humiliating American citizens and murdering my beloved republic, I would at least feel good, but I don't even have that anymore. I just was disgusted, and I got tears in my eyes, and I saw these stupid cops waddling around on their power trips. And I totally assess them. I know everything about them. You just learn who they are. And I looked at the military. They were even worse. The regular troops standing around were just dumb as fence posts, and then their officers were just wicked social climbers. Whose masters inject them with deadly poison and have them breathe deadly poison and treat them like complete crap, they'll still kill this country in a minute if they're ordered to. And it literally, the word is tear my guts out. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I want to be camping and hiking and eating good food and working out and loving And deep sea fishing, folks. I don't want to be doing this, but I have to. And it completely possesses me to fight these people because I realize it doesn't hurt the New World Order if a bunch of slack jaw gang member troops come into our cities and try to load us on paddy wagons and take our guns. That doesn't hurt the New World Order one bit. In fact, they plan on the American people wiping them out. If just 1% fights you fools, that'll be over 1.5 million. If 1% of the gun owners fight you, that's over 1.5 million combatants, you complete idiots. And that's a guerrilla force, a lone wolf force. And all of your cameras and all of your junk and all your surveillance won't help you if it comes to this. All of that is just a blanket for you so you feel confident in doing what you're doing. You're being used just like the SA to take over Germany, and as soon as you're done taking over Germany, those of you that are left are going to be long-knifed by your masters, you fools. You know, there's a way they do this. There's a way going back thousands of years from Rome to the Byzantine Empire to the Dark Ages. There's a way this is done. You see, there's a procedure. And you're in that procedure now. And I don't even know what to say to you. But I'm tired of you walking up with your guns and saying, there's no guns. We're not. Well, we're knocking on your doors just to be friendly and ask how you're doing. We're just coming in and listening to your church services in our uniforms with our guns because we're your friends. And then the woman tries to give her complaint, and they just interrupt her. It's that tactic. I mean, you think that's cute? I mean, does that make you feel good at the end of the day each night when you go out and you do these urban warfare drills, Marines and Army, and now you do it with foreign troops? I got you on video all over the country doing it. We're being taught how to be occupied. The country's being taught how to roll over to it and how to give in to it. But I just want all of you that serve this system out there, and all of you that call up threatening me, and all of you that try the dirty tricks and all the stuff you do, all you do is encourage me to work even harder against you. And all you do is show everybody else out there who you are and what you're all about and what you stand for. I hope you know that. Let's go ahead and start with this. This is a clip from The Takeover with Jack Brooks, the congressman, and it comes up about plans to put people in FEMA camps, and they're told not to talk about it. This is while they're interrogating Oliver North. And then we'll play the next clip in Georgia from 2004. Then I'll play the clips in New Orleans. Then I'll play the clips concerning, you know, now it's in the AP. Oh, gay rights groups are in the anti-terror list. So now their name's going to be taken off. But don't worry, all the Christians' names are going to be kept on. The property rights activists, your names are going to be kept on. But here it is.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
Back then, the apparatus for martial law was about 5 feet tall. This is an analogy. The grid to do this is now, and I mean this when I say it, it was 5 feet tall in 1986. It's now about 500 feet tall and growing 50 feet a week, okay? And when it gets up to about 700 feet, it's going to be big enough to do it, to at least try it. Now, they wanted to go with this then, and they said, Rex 84 got declassified, they would bring in illegal aliens and then foment some riots, and then they would sell the American people on martial law being declared. But you notice, Congress has cut out of this, and now Bush funded it last year, got the Military Commissions Act through, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and then he signed the PDD 51 on May 9th. To go ahead and put it into place, because before, Congress was at least involved in the continuity, not anymore. And there's no reason to cut Congress out of it. So we're now under it. He's declared himself Caesar. The question is he now going to try to use it? He may not. They may pass on over to Hillary. They like to do that and start with a fresh slate because she'll be able to get more done. Or they may just go ahead and go for broke. And there's a lot of people that listening who think you're just going to stick American flags on your cars. You're going to make a cowardly decision to go along with this. I've talked to a lot of you that do this. Let me explain something to you, and I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm telling you. If they're able to not get pushback on this, they are going to take it as acquiescence, and they're going to do it, and then this system is going to abuse everybody, and it's bad for everyone. If we push back, just like on immigration or any other issue, they will back off. Now, I'm trying to buy us time here. This is serious. We'll be back with more clips. Stay with me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
There's a reason that 40 years ago, all of these World War II and Korean War vets, mainly combat veterans, colonels, generals, former special forces commanders, were the ones that went public and said, there's a plan for martial law, there's a plan to take over America, there's a plan to destroy our system. There's a reason, because they were in the government. They knew what black ops looked like. They had heard and seen a lot of things, and so they warned us. And it took a long time to set it up, but now it's not even looking at troop movements, looking at training, looking at manuals. No, it's now openly being announced that for any environmental problem or any economic problem or any reason the president wants, that Congress isn't involved, the people aren't involved, the president, quote, gave himself these new powers. And then everybody just kind of glazed over it a few weeks ago. We wrote articles about it, and frankly, we can write an article about Rosie O'Donnell, and it gets 500,000 readers, and we write something about earth-shattering events, and it gets 50,000. All right, this is Georgia. Started with the, this is some local filmmakers talking about, they were using clips of my films, and then also this footage, I don't know where they got it. But again, I'd already confirmed this stuff happened in Georgia in 2004. But if you listen carefully, the troops are admitting that they were knocking on doors, going in churches and listening to the sermons, which they now admit that they've done in plain clothes to, quote, watch peace groups and conservative groups. And they got not just the military violating Posse Comitatus folks, they got them doing intelligence gathering on us. And then openly in uniforms videotaping us. I've seen footage, which I was not allowed to use, by the way. The guy brought it down to the studio about 5 years ago, showed it to me, but said, well, I was painting on the roof down in San Antonio at the base, and they'll know it was me, so you can't have it, but I'm going to let you see it. And it was a group of over 100 role players saying, you can't take our land, this is America, and the Marines just mow them down. Let me tell you, and I said, can I please have this? And the guy said, no, I'm too scared. And he left, and I never saw it again. Oh, just, you know, he'd shot it the day before. Marines practicing, just mowing us down. This is America. We deserve property. Machine gunning us. And they treat the American people just like Iran. They say, if you ever fight back when we come to kill you, we're going to call you terrorist. Well, you don't have a choice, folks. And young gang member Marines and Army soldiers, and that's what most of them are now, coming for us. It's not our government. It's not our military. All right, we'll start playing the clip, and then we'll, you know, I don't have time now. I'll play it when we start the next hour. And then I promise we're going to have open phones. I've got so much news here in front of me. I got stuff like Judicial Watch uncovers three deaths related to HPV vaccine. I never even got to that. 1,637 bad reactions. Common chemicals pose danger to fetuses. More on the government knew HIV and hepatitis was in the blood supply, still shipped it out. Bush takes on opponents of immigration deal, spews more lies. The AP's honest and says Mexico hates America, and that's why they booed Miss America. They said, don't worry, they're not booing her individually. They just hate America. Well, but, you know, there's a little bit of friction. So we'll go over that. Another big article Steve Watson put out. This is from Homeland Security's own numbers. Less than 0.1%, 0.015 of Homeland Security cases are terrorism related. So why does the government say terrorism is DHS primary focus? Because all government function is under the war on terror, and any violation of any non-law is terror now.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Terror.